Gardens are not made by singing, "Oh, how beautiful," and sitting in the shade. Kipling's cautionary comment doesn't worry Wisconsin classical musicians, who enjoy the extra energy created in a spring concert. But while no one is sitting on the sidelines, there will be a lot of singing around the state this week. Head over to Milwaukee this evening for the UW-Milwaukee Choral Invitational. Three high school choirs are spending the day in clinics with the University Concert Chorale before the 6 p.m. concert at the Zelazo Center. This weekend, the Central Chamber Chorale has a spring concert series, Friday evening in Wisconsin Rapids, Saturday evening in Medford, and next Sunday afternoon in Marshfield. Each performance will cover over 300 years of music, with the focus on songs of peace. Also this weekend, at the Heide Center for the Arts, the Chippewa Valley Community Chorus has its annual spring concerts after 2 months of intensive rehearsal, and will be joined by the Chippewa Valley Youth Chorus on both Saturday evening and next Sunday afternoon, with the Stand in the Light Choir also heard next Sunday. You'll find links to all these performances at our interactive calendar, wpr.org/events. The Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra's I Too Sing America program presents instrumental works by Amy Beach, George Walker, and William Grant Still. And they will be joined by the master singers on Lux Aeterna by Morten Lauridsen. American composers are the focus of the Master Singers' annual October concerts, and here are some of the highlights from last fall. Gwyneth Walker's 1996 setting of the old Quaker hymn, "How Can I Keep from Singing," followed by the touching "Good Night, Dear Heart," from Dan Forrest. His 2009 setting of the Robert Richardson poem that is inscribed on the tombstone of Olivia Susan Clemens, Mark Twain's first daughter, who died at 22. Next, Eric Nelson's new arrangement of When Memory Fades, the 2002 collaboration of Mary Louise Bringle and Jane Southwick Cool. And finally, Afternoon on a Hill, a musical soundscape of the Edna St. Vincent Millay poem, set by Eric Barnum, Director of Choral Activities at UW-Oshkosh. Professor Emeritus from UW-Eau Claire, Dr. Gary R. Schwartzoff, leads the Eau Claire Master Singers.
Oh,
Songs of Memory, sung by the Eau Claire Master Singers from the October 2017 concert that celebrates their silver anniversary. Music director Gary R. Schwartzoff conducted the ensemble, with Nancy Schwartzoff at the piano. Recorded at the First Congregational United Church of Christ by Evan Middlesworth of Pine Hollow Audio. For the schedule of the Eau Claire Master Singers' performances with the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra on March 10th and March 18th, go to themastersingers.net. In just a moment, a few symphonic suggestions for the start of spring. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. For works on a grand orchestral scale, the Beloit-Janesville Symphony offers two opportunities to bask in Mahler's transition from symphonies with an external program, supplemented by voices, to works that are no less dramatic, but leave the individual listener with more of the responsibility to connect, finding a personal, internal program in the monumental Fifth Symphony. For details on Saturday evening's concert at the Janesville Performing Arts Center or next Sunday afternoon's concert at the Beloit Eclipse Center, go to beloitjanesvillesymphony.org. At Sheboygan's Weill Center, the symphony welcomes spring with flute virtuoso Carol Winsence and the concerto created for her in 1990 by former Milwaukee Symphony Music Director Lucas Foss. They'll also focus on the out-of-doors with works by Alan Hovhaness and Robert Schumann. Schumann's Third Symphony, what he originally called A Piece of Life on the Rhine, is an expression of emotion rather than a tone painting. To enjoy a performance of this Rhenish symphony, it's not necessary to have seen the sights on the actual river. You can create your own pictures as you listen to the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Demain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra in Schumann's Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major from a January 2011 Overture Hall performance, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. You'll find the complete program for Saturday evening's Sheboygan Symphony Concert at sheboygansymphony.org. Aldo Leopold would have us listen for One Flock of Geese to find spring here. Wisconsin classical musicians have other ideas and other sounds, just as distinctive and just as true. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.